KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's partly cloudy and 35 degrees here in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy and mild today with a high around 52. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Greenfield, see Marsha, Joni, Lori, or Susan at the Adair County Insurance Agency on the square in Greenfield. In Southwest Iowa News, Clarinda Police Chief Keith Brothers reported a little after 3 a.m. today that two male students had walked away from the Clarinda Academy. One is a white male, the second is a Native American. Authorities are searching for the students at this time. No additional information is currently available. If you see persons matching that description, contact Clarinda Police at 712-542-2194, or you can call 911. An engineer examining the safety of a building at 5th and Chestnut here in Atlantic has ordered 5th Street to be closed until further notice from the intersection eastward to the alley near the post office. The order came Monday following the collapse Sunday night of an exterior brick wall on the north side of the building, located in the 10 block of East 5th. Vehicle and pedestrian traffic is prohibited from the area due to the danger of more bricks falling from the structure. Additional bricks reportedly fell during the day on Monday, and there is concern that the entire outside wall may collapse. The structure is said to be over 100 years old. The building's occupants were evacuated Sunday when a large section of brick wall tumbled onto the sidewalk below, collapsing that portion of the sidewalk. Cass County Board of Supervisors Monday passed a resolution pertaining to the construction of livestock feeding operations. The Construction Evaluation Resolution, or Master Matrix, permits those counties that have adopted the resolution to submit to the DNR an adopted recommendation to approve or disapprove of a construction permit application regarding any proposed confinement feeding operation structure, and the ability to contest the DNR's decision regarding such matters if a specific construction application approved by the board is denied by the DNR. The resolution is acted upon annually by the Cass County Board of Supervisors and covers those applications received, evaluated, and scored by the board between February 1st of 2019 and January 31st of 2020. Prior to the start of the regular session Monday afternoon, the supervisors conducted a canvass of the December 11th Iowa Western Community College bond vote. Their next regular meeting takes place on Monday, December 31st, unless an urgent matter requires their attention and an action. Officials of the Nishna Valley Trails have conveyed a section of recreational trail to the City of Atlantic's Park and Recreation Department and Atlantic Municipal Utilities. Nishna Valley Trails' Dave Chase said during Monday evening's meeting of the Atlantic Parks and Rec Board and earlier at the AMU meeting that the $138,000 Troublesome Creek to AMU Wellhead Site Connector Trail, located adjacent to the Atlantic Little League Complex, has been completed thanks to donations and with the cooperation and input of the Parks Department and AMU. The organization coordinated the design of the trail by Snyder & Associates of Atlantic, and since the project has been paid for, Chase said the group thought it appropriate to dedicate the trail section to the public and add to our community trail system.
Now we will have a connection that results in approximately 6 miles of interconnected trails with Schulberg trails on the west and Atlantic Municipal Utilities trails on the east, all hard surface.
Chase said the next project the group wants to tackle in the coming year is a gazebo that will act as a trailhead, a shelter, and a place where trail users can get maps and other information about the community, its businesses, and services available. The gazebo will be located just off Olive Street with a hard surface ramp to the area on the Little League Complex grounds. The project, he said, is expected to cost about $12,000.
We've already received some financial commitments from CPC, from individuals, and also estates, and so we will be paying for this gazebo.
He said also that we're not done yet. That's because they're looking toward the further implementation of the Atlantic Recreational Trail Comprehensive Plan that was adopted by the city in 2015.
It has a plan for interconnection of other trails, pedestrian rights of way, bike lanes, and some rather inexpensive things that we can do together. Besides building trails, we can do things that enhance the community for pedestrian and bicycle use and make it more friendly and try to make these connections.
Those routes and methods are being further identified and supplemented by a recent walking audit of the city conducted by Wellmark Foundation and sponsored by Cass County Public Health.
And we'll receive a report on Wednesday about their suggestions on how we can make these connections and simple things that we can do to achieve our goals of trying to get more people moving in the community and help.
In our funeral announcements, John Jack Waiton, age 94, of Audubon, died Thursday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Jack Waiton will be today at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Jacqueline Jackie Seavers, age 66, of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Jackie Seavers will be today at 11 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. Phyllis Ayers, age 85, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday at the New Homestead in Guthrie Center. Memorial services for Phyllis Ayers will be today at 2 o'clock at the Shaler Presbyterian Church in Shaler. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Alice Kaufman, age 90, of Audubon, died Friday at her home. Funeral services for Alice Kaufman will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Clarabelle Logeman, age 87, of Sioux City and formerly of Messina, died Sunday in Sioux City. Funeral services for Clarabelle Logeman will be Thursday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Lorraine Howell, age 72, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Memorial services for Lorraine Howell will be Friday at 11 a.m. at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Warren Hutchinson, age 96, of Atlantic, died November 25th. Memorial services for Hutch Hutchinson will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has the arrangements. And Jean Leslie, age 80, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Services for Jean Leslie are currently pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Oakland, your independent insurance agents are Craig, Marcia, and Mary at the Hummel Agency. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.